The new CEO of Stratford Public Library says it's important for the library to host events like the upcoming Drag Story Time. On Saturday, the library is hosting its first Drag Story Time, where drag performers Galaxy Rose and Brattery Acid will read children's stories. It's not the first Drag Story Time for the community, but it is the first the library will host. Krista Robinson said hosting a story time is important for a local library because it reflects its core values of inclusion and equity. SPL aims to be a welcoming, inclusive library, Robinson said. A full commitment to equity, diversity, and inclusion requires that the library collections and programming reflect the broad range of viewpoints and cultures, socially excluded, and marginalized people. Not just the mainstream majority should be able to see themselves represented in the resources and programs. Robinson, alongside Trish McGregor, children's librarian at SPL, sat down with Stratford today to discuss the event. Recently, drag story time events and the protests around them have been widely publicized. The events have become targeted by groups feeling that the subject matter is inappropriate for children. Robinson and McGregor say that the feedback they have gotten from the community has been positive, though they are still cautious for the actual day. McGregor argued that such an event makes perfect sense for the library. "We have families that are used to coming to inclusive and welcoming programs here already," McGregor reasoned. "So it wasn't a big stretch for us to have it here. And then the families can also come downstairs and find all of our great books that will meet their needs and their interests." McGregor has attended storytime events by the same drag performers in Stratford in the past and was pleasantly surprised with the level of performance. "Reading to children is not always easy, and Galaxy Rose and Brattery Acid did a great job," she said. Bruce Skeef, president of the Stratford Pride Center, has previously hosted these events in the past and has experience working with the performers. He said he was happy the library was so keen to organize its own event. "The library is more child-friendly and has a lot more space than the Pride Center." Regarding the recent negative publicity, Skeef said that although it may seem depressing for those in the 2SLGBTQ+ community, what is being published is only a fraction of reality. "There's a lot of publicity, and rightfully so, about places that are having problems," he said. "The number of places that are having problems certainly seems to be growing. Yet at the same time, a lot of drag queens are able to go about making a living unmolested." The Drag Story Time takes place on June 3 from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. at the SPL Auditorium.